Reini ke ben Azai. Abai was saying it for himself. He's like ben Azai b'shuket Tveria. Because in Tveria, everybody knew that ben Azai was the big chacham there. Then he questioned, they would ask ben Azai. So Abai says he's the same way now. So one of the rabbanim said back to Abai, even by Yabrivri, it's possible to be machmir to say go to Chumrah, and it's possible to go to Kula. He could redeem himself at a lower price. He was so mimai de Kula. How do we know to say by Yabrivri? The Pesukim means to say he has a right to redeem himself back to cheaper price. Maybe the Pesukim means he has to be machmir. That the Pesukim both ways, so maybe he has to go to Chumrah. He always has to redeem himself according to the higher price, not the cheaper price. So he said back, don't think like that. Don't think to say it should be machmer for the abadivri. The Abaye brings a proof that midiyaka rachmonagabe, since the Torah was mekel, did something good for the abadivri, it's mustarva to say when he redeems himself also he goes lakula, that he goes blessed for the cheaper price. What's the proof that the Torah was mekel for him? The Tani will learn like this. The pasuk says, ki tov lo imach, the abadivri should be good with you. Meaning to say, imach b'maychel imach b'mishta. He has to be with your food and with your drinking. Meaning to say, shaloi te'eicha pasnaki, that the master should not be eating nice fresh bread. For eicha paskib and him, the evidy give black bread, old bread. Or else, after shoysiyayin yashin, you should be drinking good old wine. For shoysiyayin chachin, give him no good fresh wine. Or else, after yashin agabi muchin, you'll be sleeping on nice mattresses. When you put the Eved on the floor, you can't do that. But rather, the same way you eat and drink and sleep, that's the same way you have to give to the Eved also. And if so, Mikanomer from here was said over like that, HaKoin Eved Ivri, whoever buys an Eved Ivri, you should know really, KaKoin Odin Liyatzmas, like you're buying an Odin for yourself. So you see, the Torah was Maker for the Eved, therefore, Lakula, he could be Maker, he could be Goyal himself. Samora says, no, maybe it's for Adarabah, the opposite way. Maybe this is for to say we should be machmer upon the Yevid Ivri. And really, mid Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Because the Yom Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Bo'urei, come and see. Kama kosher avokesh shel shvius. How hard it is, means what type of an onus, a punishment we get, even for the simple Yisurim of shvius. Avokah means like the dust. So Rashi says, that means on Ha'seich of a pair of shvius, someone does business with pairs that has Klusha shvius on it. And the reason why it's called only Avak, like the dust, because that's not the Ikka Mitzvosa of Issa Shriyas. The Ikka Mitzvosa is not the plant, not the plow, but this Aloch of doing Schoira, that's not the Ikka Aloch. Therefore, it's called an Avak Shriyas. Well, let's see how common it is, because it says Aloch like this. Adam Noisim Noisim Perish Shriyas, the person that does business sells Perish Shriyas. Let's say for the end, because this will come out, Moichris Matalkla will have to come and sell his utensils. They'll be so poor, I'll have to sell them for money. Shinemar the Pasuk says, Vishnas HaYevel Azois, and this Yevel is also like a Shemitah, it's also to do plow and to do business with the Paris. It says, Teshuvu Ishal Chazos, everybody will return on Yevel. It also says, V'chisim Chamim Kalam Isecha, if you sell something to your friend, by Konam Yadam Isecha, you'll buy something from your friend. Well, then after me, a dover nikna miyav liyav, which means like mishicha or mesira. But I call upon him, it says, you'll have to sell your metalflim. Lo yirgus, a person doesn't wake up and realize he did a chet. Like he's not, what he says, scared, learning his daza to do tshuva. Like he sees Hashem gave him a punishment, he should realize it's because he did the chet. If a person does not take a tart, does not learn to do tshuva, then what happens is, Moichares Leisim will become even poorer, he'll have to send even his fields, which is a worse thing. Shem and Apostle says, V'chi yomach ochicho mocham yachuz osoi. He'll end up selling your stay achuza. Leibos liyodoi. Here it doesn't say yamargis, here it just says, someone doesn't come to here to do tshuva. He's lesoif Moichares Beis, he'll end up selling your house. Shem and Apostle says, V'ish ki yimchor Beis moishavir chaymoi. A person will become poor, left us in this house and near Chayma. Now the question is, Maishin also, after the first time he did the Aveira, it says, the Kaman La Yigrishin. He didn't like wake up, get scared from the Aveira. Well, Maishin also, the second time already, it says, the Kaman La Bos Liyodai. He didn't come to here to do tshuva. So the answer, the Shino Lashin is, Kid Rafuna. The Yama Rafuna, Kivon Sha'ovar Adam Aveira, when a person does an Aveira. Fishonim, but he does it a second time, Hutrulai, he becomes muti, he's allowed to do it. So most the question is that possible, Hutrulai Sagadartich, is it possible to say he's allowed to do it? It's still an Avera. And it means, Eima Nasus Leiketa. Tim, once he did it once, and second time, he's used to it, he doesn't know as he's doing an Avera anymore. So therefore, it's mamish to him, as if he's doing a Beheta, therefore it says now, Leibos Liyodai. Now, by the parentheses we have, Leibos, the other person does not do tshuva yet, Leisoy Shlomo Brugis will come out even after lending money with interest. Shenem the Pesach says, V'chiyom ha-chicho, L'osiv ha-tikach mito nechshev basarbis. Now, our Gemara has the Giras, it should be from the hero on that, Leibos, the other, he didn't do tshuva yet, at Shemoycheres Bita, end up selling his own daughter. Shenem it says, V'chiyim korish, as Bita liyom, a person would be so poor, he'll have to sell his daughter for a maid. Now the Afagav the Bita by in Yon Lesa doesn't say Bita in this pasuk right here, but still it's a svara that Nichal Yinish Lizvin Brate. It's easy and simple for a person to sell his daughter for the Lesa Brevisa not to borrow money with interest. The Lohosa Migra Viyozlo that by interest you keep on losing out more and more. The Lohosa Kamaisa Viyozlo Bafakert. If you sell your daughter, Sadarabba, you get more money from it. So now the person sells his daughter before he lends Beribis. The pasuk says lend Beribis, it means he sold his daughter already. Rashi says the pshat should be like this, that diluhosa migra viyosla means like when you sell your daughter, you don't sell her forever. It says there'll come a time when she'll come back to you. So if it's easier to sell your daughter, viluhocha komaisa viyosla means ribis always adds up more and more. Now it says right to loibos liyodoi, we didn't do tshuva yet. The safe the end will come out, Shamech Rasats will even sell yourself for Nevid. Shnema says, Ki Yomach Achicha Imach, Venimko Acho, you'll sell yourself for Nevid. So the kids will see, well, how do you come out to sell yourself for Nevid? Because you started out with the Avera, you did business with Perish Rias. Now, Leilach, not only will you sell yourself to a Jew, El Lager to a Ger. Shnema says, Lager. Leilager Tzedek, not only to a Ger Tzedek, that's really misguided, becomes like a Jew. And Lager Toshu, you sell him to a Ger Toshu, that's still a guy, just he doesn't worship a void of Zara. Shneva, the Pesach says Lager Toshu. Then the Pesach says Mishpachas Ger, what does that mean? Zehovik Echovim. Your mom is telling yourself to a guy that worships a void of Zara. Kishroim, when the Pesach says Leyaka, Mishpachas Ger, that means even further, Zehanimka Venasa Mishor, Savoyzik Echovim Atzma. Your mom has become a janitor for the Avodah Zarah himself. That's how better comes out. So the kids, since you become an Avodivri because of an Avera you did, maybe we should be Machmir, to swear not to be Machmir upon his pigeon. Or Malay said back to Bayano, or Ahadre Kruel, that puts him back again to be Makel on him. Why? The Tonah the Rabbi Shmuel, Ho Yuvolach Omech Rasma Vichovim. Since this Jew sold himself to a guy, I wanted to say, Itcha, let's leave him there ready. And Itcha Eben Achranayfo, we'll throw the stone on top of the one that fell down, means let's leave it to make it hard for him to be redeemed. Tam Levin, the Pesach says, no, Gula Salam Tiyaloy, if you ever yet so, meaning to say, he should have easy to be redeemed, that his Kerovim should come and redeem him. So kids, we see the Torah wants to make it easy for him, the Torah wants him to be redeemed. So that's where we'd be Makel, we're also Makel. So Moria asks back, no, Eima Gula Tiyaloi. True, we should say somebody else should come and redeem him, even his Kroivim, to Letame Vivachavim. We don't want it to be lost. To be Letame means mixed up with the Goyim. But Leolam, forever. But Lidyim Pidyoinoi, but when he does come to redeem himself, maybe Nachman, maybe for never ever, we should be Machman upon himself, to say he'll have to pay the higher price to redeem himself. To still back the kasha, how do we know these columns that every with dash in the pasuk lekula and not lechumra? So more finally comes out. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. See what the pasuk says. Emoid rabbis b'shonot. There's a lot of years to go. Oksiv says imat nishav shon. There's a few years to go. The question is v'chiyeh shonim umus. Are there a lot of years v'shonim what? There's a small amount. Ela means like this. Nisraba Kaspoi, if he's worth more money right now, then when he comes to redeem himself, we go Bosor, Mikesed Miknosid. Now we have to the money, how much he was worth, Bishas he was sold, Kitz you go Lakula. Nismayat Kaspoi, he gets worth less right now, if he's shunned, if he go after the way it's worth right now. Alright, turn over.
again, v'chi yeshanam rubois yeshanam watois. Ella means to say, nisrab b'kastav is worth more money. Now, when he goes to redeem himself, he goes b'osam b'kastav miknosai. It's a cheaper price. How much he paid is originally. Nismayet kastav is now he's worth less. It's k'fishanam b'godabai is worth right now. The kids of the Pesukim of Mashmi go to Kula for the Eved Ivri. For the Gemara still, V'yema, why don't I say, maybe the Pesukim mean like this. Heichid the Yovet Tarti, if you worked already 2 out of the 6 years, Opai Shiyabon, 4 left over, Leisav Leyabon, then he has to pay for these 4 years left over, Mekesim Mekinosoi, according to how much he was worth when he was sold. But Heichid the Yovet Abon, where he worked already 4 years, Opai Shiyatarti, only 2 years left over, Leisav Leyatarti, Kivishonov, maybe we'll have to pay the last 2 years according to what it's worth right now. That's what the Pesukim can mean. Not the Kula, not the Chumra. So where it says, "Im came of Dalvi the Pshat, Nichta the Pesuk should have said, Imoid Rabbi Shonim, if there are more years, my Bashonim, what does it mean to say Bashonim? It means to say, Nisraba Kaspoi Mishonim, Nisraba, my Bashonim Nisraba. Yes, my Bashonim means, Nisraba kaspoi bashonim mikesa miknosoi. That if he got worth more later on, then he has the right to redeem himself according to how much he was worth when he was sold. Nismayet kaspoi bashonim, as the years goes on, he gets worth less. Then kifishonim will go after the way he's worth right now. So kids, so that's exactly the custom of these psukim that teach us, we go lakula for the Eved Ivri. Omer Rav Yosef, Yossi said in Echnami that Shinu Rav Nachman Lahani Kroi Kisinai, Rav Nachman Dashni's Psukim, very good, Mamash like Sinai. Then the Mishnah said, Lo Yimocha Baruch, if you want to be girl, you feel back, so you have no right to sell from far away to buy back the field right now. Or else to sell a bad field to get back a good field. So Minoan Emili, how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanan, the Apostle says like this, when you receive money now, when you get money, you could redeem your field back that you sold. You sold your steachuza. So Darshin Yodai means Yad Atzmai, your own money you have to receive, you have to make. And with that you could redeem. But Shelo Yilaza, V'yigoi, you should not borrow money to redeem back your field. Then the Pesuk says, Motza Mashmi, you found new money now, Prat L'motza, excluding the money you had already from before. Meaning to say, Shlo Yimocha Baruch, if you go the Korov, if you already own before that faraway field, you should not go and sell it now to redeem it with, to redeem the field you sold, because you, that field you had already. The same thing, Baruch, if you had a bad field already from before, you should not sell it now, and with that money, if you go Biyofa to redeem back the good field that you sold. But the Pesuk says, Zumotza, Mashma, the money that first comes into your hand right now, and not money or field that you have from before. Then the Pesuk says, Kidei Gula, so you have to redeem the whole field. It means, Kidei Gula Hu Goyal, V'yengola Chatzon, you can't redeem back, buy back half of your field. So Mora says, here's the question. Remember, you want to tell me, Dumotza, Hash Dumashma, the money you find means new money that comes to your hand right now, what comes now. Remember, I have a question. It says, look, if you kill somebody, B'shege, that you have to go to Golis, Umotza, if you threw a stone and hit him, Prat is excluding Lamam Tziyatzmoy, that if after you drop the stone, then that person put his head out, and your stone killed him, that your potter. Bekan from this Jerush Omer Reb Leza, in Mishayot Sevi Mitachas Yodlet, if someone's upstairs and threw a stone down, after the stone left his hands. Now, Hoitzi Allah, the guy in the bottom, put his head out the bottom window, as Rosh Yavah killed him, his head, received that clap with the stone and died. Part of the top one is part from Golis. Alma, what do we see when the Pesuk says Motzo Midi Diisi Mikor Mashma? In Mashma only when you throw the stone if the head was there from before, and not if the stone comes now. So it's a theory here. Motzo means what was here from before, and Bayas was saying the Motzo means something new money you get now. So it's a theory. Alma, Rav says no. Hochem in Yonah the Krov, Hochem in Yonah the Krov. Both Pesukim Yatadash according to the Indian of the Pesukim. Hoch over here by Gula, Dum Yadisigu Yodai, like money you receive in your hand, you get new money now to redeem with. Ma Hisigu Yadisos, like right now, you receive new money, the Hashta means you get wealthy now. Af Motzma, the Pesuk says that you had a field, af motzi, you find money, naimidashim, it's something you find right now, and not something that you had before. Vocha, but by golis, dumi diyar, it's like the forest. Maya, when you walk into the forest. That means milsa di yisim, mikora, something that was there before. The forest was there already. You find the person you're throwing kills him, is milsa di yisim mikora, means the guy's head was there before when you threw it. And not if you first let the stone fall out of your hand, and then the guy put his head out. So therefore each psukim is mashma differently according to the inyan of the psukim. Now the Mishnah says that the Hegdish is not that way. You let her redeem a sod that you were makdish, even a chatzoyim or to borrow. Minon emili, how do we know? There's a Torah Rabbanon, there's an extra passage that says, v'im grel yigrel, a double lashon. Mash, many type of a gula redemption you could do on a field that you were makdish. But Lamed comes to teach us, shalobi of right to borrow money, the girl, and redeem it. For grel a chatzoyim, you could also redeem back half of your field if you want. Omer Shimon says, my tam, what's the svar? How come I said behegdish? You're allowed to redeem back halfway, and by stay, achuzi cannot redeem back halfway. Is there a refish? Shimon Tzini says in svar as we find. The moiches saw the achuzi, if you sell your field, that's an achuzi to you, she offer kirk, you have a good hand on it. Shemigia, yevil once, yevil comes. Hula niglon, you did not redeem it back, because there was the bottom, it goes back to you anyway, be yevil. Therefore, there's a svar who or koichoi. Therefore, the Torah was machmer upon you to say, "Shein love of a girl, you cannot borrow money to redeem." And since it's easy for you, it comes back to you in yovel anyway. We want to make it hard for you now to redeem it. And therefore, the ain't a girl of chatzon, you can't buy it back halfway either. Avo, but the loch of makdish steachuzah. If you makdish, you steachuzah. There, the loch is hayoshur or koichoi. You lose out. Shein miki your yovel becomes yovel. You did not redeem it back before Yovel. The locher is Yotz Lakanim, goes out to the Kahanim. So, so by Maktish, we more machmer upon you. If so, the svar is here, Shimon holds, Yofa Koichoi. Therefore, since we're machmer one prat, we will make in another prat to say, Shalov, you're allowed to borrow money to go and redeem back the field. You pearl it from Hegdish. For girl of Chasom, you could be pearl here for you also. The other one